Hey, happy day and welcome to RightEdition.com. Go to the website. There's a short section now. The shorts are out playing on YouTube and it's just about fun and jokes and stuff like that. And also on the webpage, there's a little icon. I think it's in gold color and it's about a free draw. So kind of participate. Now, today I want to talk about free enterprise, right versus left, free enterprise and liberalism. I bump into this a lot, particularly with younger people and older people. The people in the middle seem to kind of understand better, but if you talk to a 70-year-old or a 16-year-old, they seem not to. And I'm getting this from all the traveling that I do around the countries, many of them, in airplanes and so on, right? And the right was formed and the left was formed together because of what happened in France. They come into the parliament building and they ended up, the government said, all you crazy people sit on the left, and all you not crazy people, kind of smart people, sit on the right. That is how it started. The right, of course, is small government and you know, big opportunities and so many other little things. And the left is the opposite of that. Big government, and we're too stupid to think for ourselves, so the government will do that. But I have found that even when I explain it in a more detailed way to people, on my travels, I get a glazed look. So I came up with a new one the other day, talking to an 18-year-old boy and his 18-year-old girlfriend, and they were very left, to which I said, what is left? Explain that to me. And they were having a hard time with it, and basically it's going against everything that we're in favor of, anyone with a right mind, right? So anyway, I said this to them. I said, you have to think of politics as a bird. Picture a big bird flying, and he's got a right wing and he has a left wing. And to go straight, of course, that would be center right, center left. If you go a little bit off and a little bit off. But the problem is when a bird is flying, one wing is always pulling. And you got the right that's pulling to the right, and you got the left that's pulling to the left. And if they're allowed to pull too far, the bird will go in circles and the bird will crash. And then what? Then you don't have anything. So the left, though, is you can't go center because the left is fighting more than the right to get over to the left, and they will crash. The left can't survive without the right wing. The right wing can survive without the left because you shouldn't go straight. You need to kind of circle and look down and see what the citizenry is doing, right, and protect them all the way. And the ingenuity and all the neat things that are required for a good life are on the right, whereas the left is taking. It's taking all the energy from the right and trying so hard to crash it into the ground, unknowingly even. I mean, they're a bunch of bird brains, but that's kind of what's going on. So when I said this to these 18-year-olds, I still got a little bit of a glazed look. Just wanted to share it with you because it's for the birds. Hey, y'all come back. See ya.